Welcome to the Wisdom of the Womb podcast, your home for mind, body, and soul wellness for women. My name is Stephanie Adler. I'm a certified nutrition consultant, birth doula, and women's hormone and fertility expert. I've supported hundreds of women in having healthy cycles, healthy babies, and building a balanced foundation in their bodies and minds to set them up for a limitless life. Now it's your turn. I believe a woman reaches her full potential when she trusts the innate wisdom of her body and that those women change the world. So if you're wanting to achieve hormone harmony, have boundless energy, optimize your fertility, live a holistically healthy life, and learn how to love and trust your body to become the well woman you know you are meant to be, you're in the right place. Join me for weekly wisdom on topics such as holistic hormone and gut health, fertility, mindfulness, birth, pregnancy, and beyond, and leave with actionable steps towards well womanhood. Thanks for pressing play today. I'm so excited for the magic we're going to create together. Let's dive in. Hey, everyone. I'm so excited about today's podcast. We have Andy Schoonover on, and he is the founder and CEO of Crowd Health, a company designed to help people break free from the shackles of health insurance. He's a graduate of the University of Virginia and Stanford University Graduate School of Business. He and his wife, Stephanie, live in Austin with their two girls and two furry boys. And I'm going to speak so much in the podcast about my own experience with Crowd Health, but I just want you to know that I love this company, and I would love to answer any questions you have about it. So I hope you enjoy the episode. Andy, I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for agreeing to be on the pod. Ladies, we are in for a treat today. So let's go ahead and get started. First of all, I love Crowd Health so much. Like, I'm almost fangirling right now, just even having you here
Thank you.
Because it's so fun. I think it's brilliant. I love it. I've been using it for, over a year and a half more, I think almost 2 years now. And I just think that it's amazing. So can you tell us a little bit
more? Did you have your baby with Crowd Health?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
And great. I talk about that in my birth episode podcast so much. And I'm so grateful for, and this is something I definitely want us to expand on more, but I mean, I work in the birth space, the fertility space, mm-hmm. and I can't tell you how many women I know do not have the birth care team that they want because insurance is a barrier. Mm-hmm. And like, I just think Crowd Health is such a beautiful blessing in that way, in that there's no in-network and et cetera. And so we'll definitely, I would love to expand on that too.
Would love to.
But first, like, can you tell us a little bit more about your background and what led you to start Crowd Health? Like, how did we get here?
Yeah, sure. So this is my second healthcare company. I never thought I was going to do a second one. Given healthcare is just so hard, it's hard to run a business within healthcare. Lots of regulations, lots of, you know, people with their hands in the money pockets, you know, and so it's hard to really innovate within healthcare. But I sold my last company and came off of that and thought that my only option was Obamacare. So I went and did it an Obamacare plan. I think it was $1,200 or something like that for me, my wife, and my two girls. And I joke it worked until I had to use it. My my little one, who was one at the time, was having recurring ear infections. And so we went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. And turns out she had a hole in her eardrum. So went and got the surgery to fix that. It was 15 minutes and got the bill. And it was $8,000 for a 15-minute surgery. And I'm just like, holy crap, like $8,000 for 15 minutes. Like, I want that hourly salary. You know, like, I don't know about you, right? Like, and then little did I know that I was going to get a bill in the mail from my insurance company who said that it was medically unnecessary, so they weren't going to pay for it. And so I'm like, hold on a second. My daughter has a hole in her eardrum, and that's not medically necessary. And the funny thing is, I knew it was medically necessary at that point because she stopped, you know, having ear infections and actually slept. And in fact, the ear, nose, and throat doctor delayed his vacation by a day to do the surgery because he was so afraid of like her long-term hearing loss. And so after three kind of rounds of appeals, they still said no. So I had to stroke an $8,000 check to the local hospital, and I was pissed. And so I called the health insurance plan and said, I quit. You know, if you're not going to pay my bills, I'm not paying your bills. And at that point became uninsured. So I've been uninsured probably for, something like 3.5 or 4 years. And so kind of went through the process of saying, okay, how do I do this without being insured? Like, this seems like a scary thing, like, but how do I do this? Well, one is what I found out is I could have negotiated that $8,000 down to probably like $1,500 if I had just done some negotiation with the hospital. And so, you know, we incorporated negotiations into what we do. And, you know, over a period of time, we built all these tools that have allowed people to, you know, we think viably pay for, you know, large and small bills. And it gives people the freedom from health insurance. And so that's kind of the entrepreneurial story of how this started. But here we are, you know, almost 3 years later, and we've signed up over 6,000 people and have had, I don't know, hundreds of births probably at this point. You know, pediatric visits of $49, brain hemorrhages of several hundred thousand dollars. So it kind of runs the gamut. But yeah, that's the quick startup story.
Yeah. And I love that you touched on this idea of like being uninsured. Sounds kind of scary. And, you know, I'm kind of curious from your perspective, being in this industry, I feel like the whole healthcare system is not really healthcare. First of all, it's sick care. And I think it's just completely failed us, you know, like doctors, pharmacy, like it's just all so expensive. As a nation, we're so much so sick. Doctors typically have like 15 minutes to spend with us, right? And if I'm looking at it objectively, I remember years ago listening to a podcast, it kind of seemed to me like the insurance companies were at the middle of this, like nothing is working. Right. And so I'm kind of curious if you can talk us through how we got, like, as a country to this place where we're all so dependent on this health insurance that seems to be making every aspect of healthcare worse. But yeah, at the same time, we're also afraid to not have it.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a good idea, right? Like a bunch of people who get together and, you know, they put it into a pool and then they, you know, divvy out whoever needs it. Like, it makes, you know, in sense. I think the trouble that we have is, I call it the medical industrial complex, which is the hospital systems, the pharmaceutical companies, the insurance companies. And they all actually make more money if you're sick than if you're healthy, right? And so I very much believe that where the dollar leads, people will follow, even though we don't want to. And maybe that's a skeptical view of the world, but I think incentives do play a very powerful role in where healthcare, you know, is gotten us. And so people don't fully understand, okay, I understand why hospitals want the prices to go up because they make more money. That makes sense. I understand why the pharmaceutical companies want the price to go up because they make more money. Okay. But what a lot of people don't understand is when prices go up, insurance companies actually make more money. And so this is why. So in the Affordable Care Act, what it said is insurance plans can only make 15% of your premium as profit. So just super easy math. If your premium is $1,000, then they can make $150 worth of profit. So how does their profit go up? Well, their premium has to go up. And so you have an insurance company who's supposed to be acting on your behalf, who actually has an incentive to see costs go up. And so you have the buyers of healthcare, insurance companies, wanting the price to go up. You have the sellers of healthcare, which are these big hospital systems, wanting the price to go up. And so guess what happens? The price goes up, right? And so you have all the characters, all the players in this game wanting the price to go up. And so that's just what happens. That's, you know, basic economics, not even 101, it's 001 probably. You know, so we built our system to be like, look, we want the incentives to be aligned. So we just get, you know, $50 per month in membership fees for y'all. And we have an incentive to grow the community because we make more money. The community has more people to ask when some big bill comes. And so it's perfectly aligned with our members. And so that's why we built it that way.
Totally. And, you know, something I have had, you know, as I'm sure everyone has had, such annoying experiences with insurance companies.
Oh, yeah.
Something is going to be covered and then it's not, for all the reasons in the world. You know, it's out of network. Or even I had an experience where I needed pelvic floor physical therapy, and there weren't any, the only pelvic floor physical therapist in the Atlanta area that did the kind of treatment that I wanted, like, or that I needed, was really far away. And so technically I should have been eligible for whatever. And I went through this whole thing with them, and I had someone tell me that my request for, you know, an out of network person was approved. And I get a bill, you know, from the insurance company a month and a half after that, or I get a letter from them a month and a half after that saying it's been denied. And I was like, but I already talked to someone on the phone that it was approved. And when I called, and I was like, I know the call was recorded. You guys can go back and check it. You said it was approved and I'd already started all these things. And I mean, when I tell you, Andy, I ended up spending, I don't know, 50 hours on the phone with these people, you know, trying to get something that they had told me that they were going to get me and not back. And I remember when, you know, going into, and this can be a good transition to talking about like pregnancy and birth and how that is just like such a business, and how do we put that back in the power of the people around pregnancy, you know, because what I remember learning about crowd health is it gives you the freedom to also choose providers that are in alignment with you, right? I have so many clients who go to a doctor because it's in their network, right? It's like the only one they can go to. They're begging them for certain tests. And they're like, well, we don't know how to code it because of the insurance. And they're turned away. And like, that's where it ends, because they have nowhere else to go. So when you guys were putting this together, I mean, how brilliant to be able to allow people to pick their providers. And so can you talk a little bit about what that's like on the crowd health side in terms of when it comes to birth or anything else for that matter?
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the big pain points, I'm sorry about that. One of the big pain points is these networks. You know, it's the first thing my wife asked me when we moved to our, you know, first plan as a family, and we were going to start having kids and things like that. It's like, who's in network, who's out of network, what hospital's in network. And I'm like, man, what a hassle all this is. And so, you know, what we do is we just say, look, you can go anywhere. We don't really care where you go. All we ask is you ask for the cash pay discount when you get there, because you're not doing insurance, you're paying in cash. We can talk about the mechanics of how that all that works. And what we found is that you're actually getting way better prices by paying in cash than what the health insurance plans are paying, because even though they're in network. So the whole idea of networks is like, hey, we've negotiated these great prices, so you have to stay in network. But in reality, if you pay in cash, you get even better prices. So we're like, okay, so why would we need a network if you can get a better price if you're paying in cash? Like, that just doesn't make any sense. And so, you know, it's kind of first principle reasoning, like just kind of step back and say, okay, like, what do we want to accomplish here? We want people to have ease of use, you know, ease of choosing whatever provider they want, low cost. And if we can do that by, you know, allowing you to pay in cash at the point of care and get really good discounts as a result of that, then we're like, that's a win-win-win, right? So let's do it. So I wish it was like some brilliant like epiphany. It was just like looking at the basics of how this works, and has now been proven over 10,000 bills that you know, you can actually get a way better pricing by paying in cash and not worrying about networks. So you know, I think a couple of things that we ask our members to think about, and this is not necessarily pregnancy, but other things. It's, if you have a big event, we just would like you to call us, right? So that we can try and find a low cost doctor in the area. Because typically we can find better docs at lower prices than you can by yourself. And so all you need to do is just text your care advocate. You have a personal care advocate internally. When you talk to somebody internally, it's typically the same person. It's one of two people generally. So they know you, they know your story, they know you're having a baby, they know what you're, you know, all these things. And so it's just a little bit more personalized than calling to a call center in India, probably, and talking to them about pretty, you know, detailed, intimate stuff, like having babies and things like that, right? Like, and all our care advocates are women too. So people who get pregnant, like they're with you. one of our care advocates, I think I can tell this, say this, Jasmine is pregnant. So she's going to be out in the next couple of months. And so like, we're
she's
with
my
you.
My care advocate. I love
okay,
that.
So there you go.
Yay.
And so, you know, that's really cool that, that you can talk to the same person and generate that thing. So anyway, call us, let us find you a really good, surgeon or whatever to do the procedure. And we are able to save just a ton of money doing that. Real quick, we had a woman in Austin, she tore her ACL. She went and tried to find a doctor and the doctor said it was like $22,000. We called that doctor and we negotiated it down to $11,000. And so we saved a ton of money by just her calling us and saying like, hey, I'm going to get this procedure. Can you help me? And so all we ask is that you all let us help you find a really great, that's not as applicable for birth, just because there isn't a lot of inefficiency in birth. Everybody kind of, there's a small window in which, you know, births actually cost. And a big percentage of our births are actually at home births, which is kind of interesting. So the last I checked was 40% were in home, 10% were in a birthing center, 50% were in a hospital. So, you know, almost 50% were in alternative places to give birth, where I think in the United States, it's on average of like 1.6%. So we're like 20 or 30X the national average in terms of, you know, alternative birthing places. So, and those tend to be less expensive than going into a hospital and, you know, getting C-sections and things like that. So, It seems to be working out. So we're letting our members kind of self-regulate on some of those things. And, you know, the other thing that's cool too, and sorry for going on, I get kind of excited about this part, but like people are having babies and staying with us, which is really, really important for the model to work. I mean, if you think about just the math, you as a family, if you have a family of four, you probably will spend somewhere between $5,000 and $6,000 a year with Crowd Health. And if you have a baby that's, let's just say $10,000 to $12,000, like the math doesn't work if you just have a baby and bail, right? And so the great thing is I think along with what you kind of mentioned earlier, is like people are having great experiences with Crowd Health. And so they're sticking around and they're having their babies and their whole families on Crowd Health. And it's like, okay, like that math starts to work out a little bit better. So we're excited about babies. It's our number one crowdfunding request. It's like 40% last month, I think, of crowdfunding requests for babies. So we've got lots of babies, lots of active injuries, which are the two things that, like, if people ask me to fund something, I'm like, heck yeah, I'll fund babies and active injuries. Those are fun things to fund.
Yeah. And, you know, I think I also would love for us to just do like an overview of how Crowd Health works, because sure, I think that would be super helpful. But going back to the birthing, I mean, home birther over here, my son is now on Crowd Health uninsured. And like I did a podcast episode about this, you know, several months ago when I was looking at the different types of births that you could have and how much they might cost and everything like that. And, you know, the average cost of an in-hospital birth with health insurance to an individual in the state of Colorado, where I live, is over $7,000 for a vaginal birth. And I think it went up to like $13,000 or $15,000 for a C-section. And what like was so wild to me, that's like the cost to the individual after insurance. The cost to insurance was like, you know, so much higher. But it's so interesting because a home birth is, you know, my home birth care, I want to say, you know, the pay, like the fees to my midwife was in the 6,000 range. Right.
Mm-hmm. And like, right, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like such an interesting thing that insurance won't cover that. Right. When it technically would cost insurance less than whatever the hospital was going to charge.
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
It's so stupid. It's so frustrating. And I know so many people who are turned off by who want and seek that desirable, you know, desire that experience to have a more alternative, let's call it, birth experience. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, for them, either they don't fully recognize that they might pay the same out of pocket that they would, mm-hmm. but, you know, they feel like because our insurance will cover one model and not the other. And so I just think that as someone who is an advocate for women and birth in this country, which is so needed, I'm like obsessed that the Crowd has like a 40% home birth. Like that doesn't surprise me.
It's wild.
I think it's amazing. Yeah. As Like, I love that so much. And I just think it's like really important for people to realize. I will also say, I love that you said about like sticking around, because I have talked about how amazing this was to have a baby. I've stuck around. My son is on Crowd Health. We love it. Like, I'm a fully bought in. And I've had so many friends who, once they're pregnant, call me and they're like, what was that thing you used again? Like, can't sign up once you're pregnant. Like, it's like, you have to like join the crowd, you know, and be part of the crowd before that.
Yeah, totally.
I think it's just something helpful for people to think about. Like, this is not only helpful for pregnancy, although it's insanely helpful for pregnancy, but it can be so helpful for all of your healthcare costs. So exactly, like, break it down for us. Like, how does Crowd Health work?
Yeah. I mean, I built the model. I kind of call it back to the future a little bit, because, you know, for hundreds of years, maybe even thousands of years, like, when we, as, you know, just humans get into trouble, it's typically our community that kind of gathers around us and helps us, and kind of back to the agricultural communities. If somebody gets hurt, you know, the community would come around them and make sure they would plow the fields or do whatever, right? Like, to help out that family. And I feel like what we've really seen in the United States is this kind of like wilting of communities and neighborhoods. And it's like, we don't even know our neighbors anymore. And, you know, 30 or 40 years ago, if your neighbor would, you know, move in, you'd bring them cookies and things like that. And I think a lot of that is, like, from my perspective, and not to get political on this, but, like, I think insurance companies have gotten in the middle of us and our neighbors, because now the insurance company is responsible for us, not our community, not our tribe. I think governments have kind of gotten in between us and says, hey, government, government's got it, so the community doesn't have to worry about it. And so I think, like, the community has to kind of come back in this country for us to thrive. And so, sorry for that kind of preface to, like, how I'm going to answer this, but it is an important part of this, because if you have a baby, in essence, what happens is we will send that bill to the community, and let's just say it's $10,000. I'm making up a number just to make the math easy, but we'll go to 100 people and we'll say, hey, Steph is having a baby. It's $10,000. Would each one of you give $100 to Steph to help her and her family with these expenses? And then you can say yes or no. And if you say yes, then $100 goes from their account to Steph's account. And then ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, we get 100 people to say yes. And so Steph has enough $10,000 in her account, in which she can then go and pay the bill for her birth. And if somebody says no, then we just go to the next person and ask another person. And so we'll ask you once a month. I'm sure you get monthly emails from us that say, hey, this is what we're trying to help somebody with once a month. And you can say yes or no to that. It's totally voluntary. You know, fortunately, 98% of the people say yes. And so the next question is, like, okay, so why would I say yes to this? Do I need to rely upon somebody else being kind to me? Well, you know, in that email that we send you, you know, about Steph, we'll know that if Steph has been, like, a really good member of the community because she said yes, 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 yes to everybody, or a not so good member of the community when she says no, 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 no to everybody. And so what we're found is the bills that from people who say yes, yes, yes get funded. The bills from people who say no, 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 no don't get funded. And so, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, I make an analogy, maybe it's silly, but, like, if the guy next door is, you know, hammering away at his music until 4 a.m. and he comes back and he comes over the next day looking for, you know, a few eggs, there is a less likelihood that I'm going to have eggs in the house if he jams until 4 a.m. than if he's a really good neighbor, right? Like, it's just human nature, right? Like, hey, you take care of me, I'll take care of you. If we can all take care of each other, we're good neighbors, right? And so that's in essence how it's worked. And like I said, we've gone through 10,000 bills now. Every bill, you know, from a good community member that's been submitted to the community has gotten paid. And they're big ones, like motorcycle accidents and brain hemorrhages. And we've had a bunch of cancer cases. We had a brain surgery this week. So we've had big ones in addition to little ones, like your new little one is going to go to the pediatrician, and, you know, we can take care of those too. So it really does, you know, have the entire range. And 80% of our members are totally uninsured. 20% keep health insurance because they're still trying to figure out this, like, can I be uninsured and this actually work? Like, they're still kind of dipping their toe in the water to see. But, you know, that's in essence how this works. And, you know, what I found is it's way less expensive than, you know, going to your typical insurance. It's easier to use, and we think you get better care. And so those are the kind of three main pillars of what we're trying to do: lower cost, easier to use, better care.
Yeah. And I couldn't agree more. And to just like sum it up for people on the experience side on my end, right? Like I pay $50 a month that goes to keep Crowd Health lights on. And so that they can have my care advocates that like work there and all of these people who are supporting the system. And then once a month, I get an email that says a member in Illinois needs help paying for fill in the blank, right? Like a pregnancy or fill in or an injury or a back surgery, whatever. And it'll say this member has given, I always see 100% generosity scores on my, the bills that
I'm crowdfunding. Most of them are.
Yeah. So we get a generosity score. I'm very proud to say my generosity score should also be 100. But you know, so we get a score.
I checked before we got on here just to make sure. I was checking on you. No, I was kidding.
You know, and so I'll say this, it'll say this person has, you know, 100% generosity score. So they've given 100% of the times that they've been asked to crowdfund, you know, bills. Mm-hmm. And if I do not object to paying for, you know, giving $100 or $50, I mean, and that is the cool thing I think also about Crowd Health is sometimes I pay less than I'm anticipating paying. Mm-hmm. You know, like I have this maximum amount that I can be asked, you know, technically to crowdfund every month. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it comes in less than that. And like, that's beautiful because if we're all doing our thing and being healthy, like, great, we don't need to crowdfund as often. And like, I love that. And I think it also really encourages us as a crowd to be a healthy community. And I mean, my husband was like making fun of me a little bit because I'm like such a conscious crowd member. Like when I'm like trying to like figure out what I want to do.
We love
like,
that.
Babe, it's fine. And it is fine. But like, you know, I care about the other people that I'm in this community with, because I think that's how this continues to work.
That's so important.
So then I get this email, and if I don't object to crowdfunding this bill, I do nothing. Right. Like I don't have to go into a portal and click yes or whatever. I just like do nothing. And that gets crowdfunded. And on the side of me, when I have bills, I upload them to my app, and then eventually I get a check in the mail, and it's like so wonderful. And I've really utilized the care, the care team, the care advocates. And I think that that is such an awesome, I mean, I feel very fortunate. I haven't had to have that you guys like, you know, negotiate necessarily on my behalf, because I haven't had any of those like big, expenses yet. And hopefully won't need to, but you know, I've used them to say like, hey, I'm looking for like somewhere to go and get, you know, this kind of testing done, like where, you know, just like to help me navigate this really big system. And I think it's such an awesome service that you have people. And like you said, Jasmine has been my care advocate. She knew I was having a baby.
She's awesome.
And like it feels really good to have someone on the other side of the line that I can call and text, that, you know, it just feels very different than anything I've ever utilized before. And I love being part of the crowd. So thank you so much for
yeah, no, thank you for your support. Thank you for your support. I mean, so much good stuff there. I mean, a couple points. One is, there is behavior change when the person on the other end is a human being and not a cold corporation, right? Like I know when I was with health insurance, every time I sent a check to whoever, United Healthcare, I felt like I was kind of getting screwed. Like, you know, I'm getting ripped off here, you know? And so if something happens, again, it's human nature. You want to extract as much value out of that system as possible, because it's United Healthcare, right? Like one of the biggest companies on the planet. And this, like, I'm hurting just other people. Like this is humans. We kind of, our little tagline is fund humans, not health insurance, because the really cool thing, and just like a quick story, I don't know what it was, 6 or 9 months ago, was, you know, we had a woman who had a miscarriage, and there were costs associated with that. And so we sent it out, and we had a bunch of people come back and was like, I had a miscarriage. I know what that's like. I know the pain she's going through. Like instead of 100, I know I can't do anything else, but can I send her more? Like instead of $100, can I give her $200? And you're like, you would never, you know, call United Healthcare and be like, I'm going to give you more money, you know, but this is one where it's like, It's two human beings. The money goes directly to the other human being. We don't touch it in the middle. Like, you're sending your monthly check to another person to help them. We had a Abby who's 19 in Tennessee, got her finger. She got her finger cut off in a boating accident last summer. And so again, tens of thousands of dollars for the bills. And we sent it to a bunch of people and they're like, Abby, I want to help Abby. How do I help Abby? Like, I want to give more to Abby. Like, help, tell me, you know. And so you build this community of people who like care about one another, as opposed to like this United Healthcare who doesn't care about you. They care about the profit. Right. And so I think this is a totally different way of looking at this that I really feel like brings out the best of human beings. I feel like creates generosity because this is, you know, based upon people being generous to one another. And I feel like the elimination of generosity in many ways in our country has led to just a cultural withering, as I kind of said, right? So it's cool. It's cool to see these things come in, and we try to share them as much as possible on Instagram and things like that. So it's a really neat kind of alternative way to do this.
I love that you brought that up, because I feel so good when I get that email for a crowdfunding request. And I think there's something energetic behind that. Like, I feel good about my money going to this. Mm-hmm. And like paying premiums for health insurance is like the most annoying thing, you know, like,
yeah,
like
that totally
feel good to do. And I think that there's something powerful about like giving and spending money in a way that feels good, right? Like, that's how we want to live our lives. And it really is. I mean, I was crying when you were talking about that miscarriage story, because yeah, it's like people to people. And, you know, I just think about like when I watch movies and, you know, people are like on the phone with their health insurance companies because they're like have $100,000 bills and the person has cancer. Yeah. And they're like crying, and they're, and the person on the other side of the company, you know, is like, I wish I could do something for you. And I genuinely believe that person wishes they could do something mm-hmm. for them. But they're just part of this, you know, huge machine. And so, yeah. And I saw this on Instagram, and I think it's really important to say, like, no health insurance or no medical debt, right? Like
nobody in our community, to our knowledge, has ever had medical debt in the 3 years that we've done this. I think, I don't know what the number is, but I think the last one number I saw is like 80 million Americans have some kind of healthcare debt. 200,000 families last year went bankrupt due to a health event, even though they had health insurance. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Makes, you know, sense. So we've had zero people on CrowdHealth go bankrupt due to health expenses. And because, you know, one of the things that we haven't really talked too much about is how, you know, the payment structure works in terms of, if you have a regular health event, it's $500. So you just pay, you know, you step into the ER, which unfortunately I can talk more about this. I went to the ER like a month ago, which was awful. But it's like,
I'm so glad you're okay.
Yeah. It's all is good. But like, the last thing I had to worry about was the bill, because I knew that I was like, I would pay $500 and the crowd would help me out. Like, that's just the history. And so, you know, the last thing you do want to do sitting there in your bed in a hospital room, right, is like, oh my gosh, like, how much is this going to cost? And am I going to be able to afford it? And all these kinds of things. It's like, you need to take care of your health. Like, let the community help you out, and you'll pay $500, and everybody should be able to come up with $500, right? Like, you have friends, you have family or whatever, but we don't want you to go to like into medical debt or bankruptcy as a result of, you know, something really bad happened. And I'm a pretty healthy human being. I'm, you know, 6'2", 180 pounds. All my meds are good. I mean, all my vitals are great. Everything's good. And I had a weird thing that happened and ended up in the ER and got a $20,000 bill, right? Like, it just happens. It happens to the best of us. And so that's why I'm like, if people are totally uninsured, like we are, like, join CrowdHealth. Like, it's not that much more a month, like, to just in case something happens, we can be here for you.
For that $20,000 bill, you paid $500. And, you know, I also, we kind of like went over it quickly, but I mean, the cash pay discount is wild. Like, when I remember I did something during pregnancy, and when I said, you know, I'm a cash pay, like, I paid $360 out of pocket for something that would have been billed to the insurance company for like $1,700.
Yeah. Totally. And,
you know, so
it's crazy. It's crazy, the amount of discounts. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was without any negotiation, you know, from your team, which is clearly able to negotiate more than the average person. Yeah.
Yeah. So people are like, okay, so why is that? And this is one of the screwed up parts of healthcare is each doctor has about three people who are billing for that doctor, right? And so, and the doctor doesn't get paid for 3 months. And it costs a bunch of, and they spend 30% of their time fighting health insurance companies. And so if you can just go up with a credit card and pay in cash, the doctor gets to get rid of all that administrative cost. And so that's why it's better to pay in cash to these doctors. It helps them. They love us too. And it helps you because it's a much lower price. And so we just ask people, say, hey, I'm paying in cash. And typically you'll get really, really big discounts. So yeah, my ER bill is going to be, you know, billed to me at about $20,000. I'm guessing I'll pay $3,000 or $4,000, you know, I'll pay the first $500. I'll submit to the rest of the community. The other cool thing about that is I just put this on Instagram, I think yesterday or the day before, I went in with, basically I was having a podcast like this and I couldn't talk. I immediately just could not come up with words. And so I went to the ER thinking I was having a stroke. And they basically said, well, you just had a really bad migraine, even though my head didn't hurt. It was these rare migraines. And so Crowd Health, and I was kind of worried about it because I was like, man, not being able to talk is a scary thing, right? And so, and my dad had a stroke, so there's some family history. And so Crowd Health hooked me up with the head of headache studies at Stanford, who's a doctor that I got to talk to for 30 minutes. And he's like, you had a migraine. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. And it's just like, I talked to the number one person probably in the country on migraines that Crowd Health was able to hook me up with, that I'm going to be able to submit that expense to the crowd. Like, it's just better care, you know, that you would never be able to do that with your Blue Cross Blue Shield plan or whatever. And so, you know, I kind of came my way of that. I was like, man, I kind of like this company that I built. Like, this is pretty cool. Like, now that I experienced it as a patient, because I only had experienced it as CEO before that. So it was, well, I don't really love being in the hospitals. I like God's way of being like, I'm going to put you into this, this situation so that you can actually feel what it's like. And actually it was a great, great experience other than sitting in a hospital room for 24 hours.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, to be able to get reassurance like that and to just not have that added stress that comes with having to take care of, you know, like when you're in the hospital, it like to be able to just focus that energy on taking care of yourself. One thing I will say is like, when we, for anyone who's listening to this and who's like, okay, this sounds really awesome, and I have more questions I just need to be talked through. I mean, when we made the decision to put my son exclusively on Crowd Health, you know, my, at the time, 4 week old baby, where you're just like, I would do anything to keep this baby safe, right? To not put him on health insurance and to, you know, exclusively do a Crowd Health community membership. We spoke with someone on your team and it was amazing. And so like, I want to just name that, like, I'm here as a resource. If people want to talk to me about my Crowd Health experience, Crowd Health has, I don't know, like, I can't remember who exactly we connected with, and I'm sure there's a few people, but like, you can like book a call to talk to someone at Crowd Health and like learn more about how this would work for you, work for your lifestyle. One question I had for you is, for people who are listening to this, I mean, I think this is like a great resource for everyone, and for people who are self-employed, for people who are, you know, like not in like a very traditional model where like your health insurance plan is maybe paid for and given to you. This is like really, really next level revolutionary. And I just, you know, want to name that. And even if you do have bad health insurance, because health insurance is bad, it could be an awesome alternative for you. But the one question I had is like, if people are listening to this and have companies, like, is there a model where this could become like the new way that we do healthcare in a corporate setting?
You know what? Maybe. I think I have a moral issue with our companies getting in our healthcare business.
Yeah.
So I've put a pretty like firm stance on not doing stuff with companies just for moral reasons. With that said, though, I mean, I think that companies do have the option, especially smaller companies, of instead of giving people insurance, giving them cash and say, go and, you know, do what you want with your insurance, right? And so that's when companies come to me and say, what do you want? What should I do? I was like, hey, give your people, you know, $500 a month or something like that to go get, you know, go get healthcare the way that they want to go get healthcare as opposed to the way that you want to give them healthcare. And so we think that should be the model. And so I'm trying to build a experience that's so great that people, even if they have an opportunity to, you know, get healthcare from their employer, that they choose Crowd Health. Because I think we're better, we provide better care. We're, you know, a lot of cases, even if your employer is paying for it, we're less expensive. And so that's what we're really trying to do is like, let's take it away from the employer and, you know, give it to yourself so that it's transferable. Like you don't have to change insurance companies every time you change a job. You don't have to be shackled to your employer because you have health insurance. You know, we have somewhere between 2 and 4 million Americans who would go do something entrepreneurial if it weren't for health insurance costs. And I'm like, that's un-American. Like you should be able to go and do something entrepreneurial. And in fact, our number one group of people are entrepreneurs by far. It's something like 40 or 50% of our people are entrepreneurs. Interestingly, the second highest is doctors and nurses.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, which is kind of hilarious.
But also like, I mean, there's a, I'll make this like comparison. There's a movie called Why Not Home? That's all about why healthcare workers choose to give birth at home. And I sometimes think that it's like people who know too much, like will oftentimes choose the like unconventional thing. And so it makes sense to me why like doctors would be on this because they're like health and they, I have a first seat, like front row seat to how terrible health insurance is.
They don't want to give their money to companies that they think, this is some of their words, not my words, that do destruction as opposed to, you know, building up. And so it's like, I want to put my dollars into a company that, you know, I feel like is actually creating a better healthcare system as opposed to, you know, creating a worse healthcare system. So it is kind of fun that we have so many doctors and nurses.
That's hilarious. I love that. I also feel so basic, but I'm down for it because if I like, I'm an entrepreneur, I had a home birth, like I'm just like all of these like Crowd Health.
I love it. I'm You're like, our tribe. You're our tribe. You're our people.
I'm like the poster child, but I mean, it makes me feel good because I'm like, yes, now I'm in a community that gets me like, yes, you know? And I think that the reason I was asking about that around the corporate is because I know of so many people who it's but the benefits. And like you said, who would go and do something. And I want to say to them, you will probably spend less money with Crowd Health than you do on your, you know, insurance plan that your company pays for. But I also have a few friends who have like small companies, right? You know, who are trying to think about because benefits is something that has become part of our culture within the workplace. Right. And even honestly, my husband and I were looking into acquiring a small business and it actually ended up not being the right fit, but we got pretty far down the line. And one of the things we were thinking about is like the benefits and the health insurance. And we were just like, well, like we would want to do some sort of way where we could have Crowd Health be a part of it. And like I said, you know, we kind of were like, well, we could just like give them the money, which is what it sounds like, and be like, you should probably use the money for this company.
And if anybody out there has a company and they want to call in and talk to us about it, we'd love to talk to you about it. Cause we've had some success with other companies doing this. And I think they're getting great feedback. So definitely call us. If you go to our website, Join Crowd Health, all the way down at the bottom, there's like a little calendar, like a Calendly calendar that you just can book some time with Jason. I think you probably spoke to Jason or John, one of the two. And you know, he can walk you through it. So it's doable.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I'm also going to put, like anyone is welcome to reach out to me on social media or via email and ask me about my Crowd Health experience as well. If you can't tell, I'm obsessed. And I'll put my referral code in the show notes as well. Definitely. So you can join Steph's crowd, because I just love being in this community and I think it's amazing. And yeah, just thank you so much, Andy. Is there anything else that you want this community to know about the company you're building, healthcare, or anything before we close off tonight?
Well, for sure. If they use Steph's crowd, they get $99 per person for 3 months. So they get a benefit too. So definitely use that. And I don't know, what else do we hit so many good things. I feel like we did an awesome job at asking the really good questions. So I don't have anything else. Join crowdhealth.com. Come in on Instagram and check us out on Instagram too. It's Join Crowd Health. And you'll get the latest and greatest about what we're up to. It's kind of a fun Instagram. It's not like your corporate Instagram. We try to keep it light and fun and a little sassy sometimes. So come and join us there.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And your Instagram is really fun. Like, I've had a few moments where there was like something where you posted like a bill or like a birth plan. I think it was like were like, and I was like, hell yeah. Like, I love this. And yeah, so come follow both of us on Instagram. And I mean, just the last thing I want to say is like, don't be scared. Like, I think that there's like a lot of fear around like not doing the conventional thing. And sometimes what's on the other side is just so much sweeter. And so, yeah, here to like talk with anyone who's feeling the pull and wants to jump over to the good side. But anyways, thanks so much, Andy, for being here. It was a pleasure having you. And like I said, fangirling, because I just love what you're creating in this world.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's been fun.